You know, when urban planners sit down to design a new city, or well, at least when they did back in the mid-20th century, there is this incredibly popular method.
Oh, right, Euclidean zoning.
Exactly, Euclidean zoning. It was super popular, though ultimately just totally flawed. But the basic premise was absolute separation.
Right, putting everything in its own little box.
Yeah, you take all the residential houses and you put them in one massive isolated block. And then you take all the commercial businesses and stick them in another block, like miles away.
Industrial parks over here, schools way over there.
Right, and you put the schools in their own little bubble. So on a two-dimensional map, it looks brilliant. I mean, it's perfectly organized, it's color-coded, it's neat.
But in reality, it creates absolute chaos.
Oh, massive chaos. Because it generates these huge traffic jams since everyone has to commute across these divides, right? And it creates social isolation because there are just no natural gathering spaces anymore.
Yeah, you end up with a city that just doesn't feel alive.
Yeah.
It's categorized perfectly, but it's completely sterile.
Sterile, yes. The parts are physically there, but they have no organic way to interact with one another.
Because it's a structure built for administrative convenience, you know,
Yeah.
not really for human flourishing.
Exactly. And as we start today's deep dive, I just couldn't help but think about how that exact same flawed urban planning happens in our communities, like all the
Oh,
time,
absolutely, it's
where
everywhere.
it's in corporate structures, community centers, and honestly, it happens extensively in our spiritual communities.
For sure.
Like you walk into a modern church building, and what do you actually see? It's spiritual Euclidean zoning.
That is a great way to put it.
Right. You put the toddlers in one brightly colored room down the hall. You stick the teenagers in a basement with like some old couches and a ping pong table.
Always a ping pong table.
Always. And then the adults congregate in the main hall. So everyone is perfectly categorized by age, but suddenly you don't have a cohesive breathing community anymore.
No, you just have a collection of isolated silos that happen to share a parking lot.
Exactly. A shared parking lot isn't a community.
And that kind of isolation is essentially the definition of institutional dysfunction. So especially when we're analyzing the health of a religious or volunteer-based organization.
Right, yeah.
Because when an institution segments its population so rigidly like that, it just cuts off the natural flow of wisdom and energy, the mutual support that actually keeps the organization alive.
So if you are listening to this right now, and welcome to the Deep Dive Learner, we are so glad you're here. But whether you are a parent just trying to navigate the absolute chaos of raising kids, or maybe someone who works in organizational sociology, or even just a community leader trying to figure out why your groups feel so disconnected, we are going to tear down some of those imaginary zoning walls today.
Yes, we are.
We are unpacking a really fascinating piece of source material. It's Dr. Lintore Fortuyn's 2025 book.